Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
And by the way, Kim, did you see the movie School of Rock?
I did.
Isn't that a great movie?
Oh, the best.
Have you seen the play in town?
No, I haven't, but I would love to see it.
The play is really good. It's not perfect, but it's not bad. You know, when I review something like that, nobody asked me to, but I'm playing this back in my head for the edification of our listeners. Okay, was it good? Yeah. Was it fun? Terrific. Was it worth $80? Because I think that's the relevant question here. And I'm not sure that if you brought your family of four to go see School of Rock, would you be happy with the $350 you spent? But it's a really, the guy that does Jack Black's part in the movie is fantastic. The kids are really good. They really do play their instruments on stage. And it very much follows the movie, with the exception that the songs are different. But the plot lines, characters, even the appearance of the characters are very, very similar. Now, you remember the movie. Here is a scene from the School of Rock. The young man speaking is Kevin Clark, and you remember him as the drummer.
Here's the deal. I've got a hangover. Who knows what that means?
Doesn't that mean you're drunk?
No. It means I was drunk yesterday.
It means you're an alcoholic.
Wrong.
You wouldn't come to work hungover unless you're an alcoholic. Dude, you got a disease.
What's your name?
Freddie Jones.
Freddie Jones. Shut up!
Kevin, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
This is our Allstate show, Allstate tour stop. We're on our Hometown Voices tour. And we are at, we're in Libertyville. What's the name of the place that we're at? What's this joint called? Mickey Finn's? Yeah. Welcome to the show. And what a fun movie. What do you make of my analysis of the movie versus the Broadway show?
Well, I haven't seen the one in town either, but I saw it opening night in New York. They had all the kids. They had all the kids come.
Oh, they brought you the original movie cast members.
That's right, yeah. Everyone was there except for Jack. Jack couldn't make it, but... There's tons of celebrities there, and they had us all sitting right in the middle for the opening night. And I actually almost cried watching it because it was kind of like passing the torch to the kids there.
How old were you when the movie was made?
I turned 14 on the set.
You were 14 on the... Oh, no kidding. What a great birthday.
Yeah.
And were you an up-and-coming child actor or musician?
I had never acted before in my life. I'd played drums. I was a little older than everybody. But there's ad in the Pioneer Press looking for 9 to 12 year old drummers, keyboardists, and guitar players to play in a movie with Jack Black.
Where were you living at the time?
Highland Park, just
so
down the street.
Really, they were casting in Chicago.
They were casting nationwide, yeah.
Wow. So your mom, or you see that ad?
My mom's good friend, Vicki Hofstein, saw this ad. She called my mom, said, "You got to have Kevin do this." And when my mom told me about it, I was a 13 year old punk, and I loved Tenacious D and Jack Black, and I was like, Yeah, I want to play in a movie with Jack Black. So I practiced, I got the audition, and I went to the city to Claire Simon Casting, and when I got there was only one other kid there, and his name was Joey Gatiss, who wound up being the guitar player in the movie. Now, of course, tons and tons of kids came in, and I went in and I did my audition. I played on a little electric drum set, and I left, and my mom, Allison, I love her because she just kept talking and talking to all the other parents and everybody, you know. She's in PR and stuff. So anyway, Joey went in and he played guitar and he blew them away. And I'm like, "Mom, let's go. And he comes out and the casting director's like, "Hey, Kevin, you're still here. You were really good. Is there any way you and Joey, could you maybe jam or something? Could you play a couple songs?" I'm like, "Yeah." So we went in there and we played Day Tripper, Iron Man, and Back in Black, and they sent that tape along with our auditions to the director, Richard Linklater.
You as a 14-year-old and this other kid you never met both happened to know those songs.
Yep.
And were able to, on the spot, perform them.
Exactly. Yeah. Wow. And it just happened that he's from Detroit, and he came all the way down to try out. And so when the director saw that tape, he actually later told me, when he saw that of us playing, he's like, "Well, you know what? I can make a movie. If I can find kids who can actually play like this, who cares if they can act? That's the easy part."
But you guys were the ones out of the gate. I mean, that must have been a question mark. This is a great concept, but if the kids don't have the chops, we don't have a very good movie.
Yeah, he didn't want to have like a Josie and the Pussycats type thing where, they're faking it. He wanted it to be genuine, organic, and so he did. That was his goal. And like I said, when he saw that, he's like, you know what, I can do this. If I can get this, these guys to actually play.
But you guys were good little actors, too. But to me, that would be as important as the musical chops. It's so then, what did they do?
Well, actually, they had a rare whole month of rehearsals and read-throughs, which is, if you've ever been on a movie set or a production, usually it's like a week or something like that. So a lot of rehearsals, and I guess, you know, a lot of us were naturals, you know, and the acting kind of, you know, they just coached us and we got it.
What was it like working with Jack Black?
Oh, man, he is the best. He's a kid at heart, so it was really easy for him to work with us. He would actually have to be wrangled in by the directors because he'd be playing with us instead of talking to them. You
he's
know?
A real talent, isn't he?
Oh man, he's amazing. He's you know, his voice, he's got an unbelievable singing voice.
So when he's though doing a scene like that with you, where you say you're an alcoholic or you're drunk, you know, I was drunk yesterday. were there a lot of outtakes? Was it hard to get through some of those scenes?
You know, some of the kids and us. You know, when you're working with somebody who's that funny, yeah, of course, yeah, we had to laugh a lot and cut and take again and.
So you do the movie. Did you know, were you guys watching dailies? Probably not. You're just a kid.
No.
You didn't know. So when was the first time you saw the film?
About, probably I'd say like 8 to 9 months later. They
when
brought us
ready for release.
Right, yeah. They brought us out for their first screening in L.A. I remember they screened it, and right across, was it like the Hollywood, I don't know which theater it was, but Freddy vs. Jason was airing, and there's all these people dressed up as Freddy Krueger and Jason Voorhees, and all these little kids are walking in to go watch the movie.
Wow. So how was the music? I want to talk to you more about the movie and the release in a minute, but just go back to the music for a second. When did you guys know that you were a good-sounding band?
Probably, I don't know, day one. They brought us, me, Joey, Becca Brown, and Robert Sy, and that was the whole band. They brought us in the room and gave us, you know, instruments and let us in.
Keyboard, guitar, and drums.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a bass player too, right?
Yeah, yeah. That was Becca Brown. She was the bass player.
So you had bass, you had drums,
and keyboard. Yeah, and
keyboard. There was another guitar player.
Guitar, yeah, and Joey was the guitar player. Yeah.
So, oh yeah, and then the vocals were some of the child actors too that
right,
we hadn't known before.
Right. Yeah. They were actors / singers, but and they were great too.
Yeah. No kidding. So you guys do the movie. The movie is released. It did well, right? Was it the hit that I remember it being?
Oh, yeah. It did way better than anybody expected. I mean, actually, while it was in production, the budget got a huge lift because just the word of mouth that it was, you know, it was going to be good. And then it was opening, I believe it was number one opening weekend.
So then the movie comes out, you're a star. What is your life like then afterwards?
You know, it's a little difficult going through high school, being known as the kid from the movie. You know, go to the mall and you hear random people be like, "Hey, that's him, that's Freddie Jones, School of Rock." But you know, it's been a blessing because afterwards, you know, like thinking about it now, what, almost 15 years later, imagine how many kids have picked up drumsticks and how many kids have picked up instruments just because of that movie.
And you work today at the School of Rock.
That's right.
In Libertyville.
That's right, down the street, School of Rock, Libertyville.
Which came first, the movie or the there's schools of rock across the country, right?
Right, yeah.
Which came first, the schools or the movie?
Believe it or not, School of Rock was around before the movie, and there was actually a lawsuit because the original owner of School of Rock, I think out of Philadelphia, he was suing for the name likes, and of course, Paramount Pictures just changed the name from School of Rock to The School of Rock, thus negating the lawsuit. But hey, it worked out for the guy because after the movie, it went from him having like maybe two or three locations. Now it's nationwide, a huge, huge, huge franchise.
So what was your aspiration then? So did you maybe based on all of this want to be in a rock and roll band? Did you want to be an actor? Did you want to be a drum teacher? What did
well,
you want to do?
Yeah, I always wanted to be a rock star. That was number one. And then afterwards, I was like, well, you know what? Making this movie was pretty fun. So
maybe I'll be a movie star.
Yeah, maybe I'll do both. So I tried out a little bit, but I don't know. The audition process is brutal. So I kind of stuck to just music. And now I love teaching. And we got a really, really great program school over there at the School of Rock, Libertyville. Mike Zabrin, he's our general manager, and then our owner John Zabel. He, you know, they've really done a great job, and the kids are just they're adorable. There's a picture of me like And I look at it, and I'm like, am I Jack Black now?
Yeah, you are. Think about that. Yeah. You're their Jack Black.
Yeah, and you got these nine to 12-year-old kids who, you know, putting 10 kids together with like 8 guitars and 3 drummers and bass players.
Do you jam with some colleagues? Are you in a band in the area?
I am. I've been in a long time band called the Robbie Gold Band. I've been with him for like 10 years. Not the kicker, G-O-L-D. But and then I also am in a band. I run a jam at the Humble Pub in Highwood every Wednesday. And it's open jam where all musicians can come and play.
Oh, really?
And sit in. Oh, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And then that house band... We play gigs too, and we go around and all. So
what a neat calling! I mean, that you can take your good fortune and your talent and pay it forward, keep kids in music. I mean, it sounds like you feel pretty good about that.
Oh yeah, that's what it's all about. It really is, and I love seeing these kids today like have a passion, want to like play like I did. I mean, I was in a similar program. It wasn't a School of Rock when I was like you know, like 11 or something before the movie, where they put us together in groups with our talent, and I was a pretty good little drummer, so I was with like 15, 16 year olds, and I was like 11, so that was a lot of fun. It's really cool. Like, that's the difference between just taking private lessons and stuff like the School of Rock. Is it's really important to have the kids play together.
I got an idea for a movie.
Uh oh, here it is.
No, and you're going to be in this movie.
Okay.
You think I'm kidding you, don't you?
No.
I'm nothing but good ideas. I think big thoughts every day so other people don't have to. I just got another idea for a big movie.
Let's hear it.
Okay, in a minute. It's 1:51. This is WGN. I'm John Williams. Steve Bertrand is somewhere around here. Normally, though, I thought when we would do these things, the Bertrands of the world would stick around and be part of my show the way he is when I'm on from 1 to 3. But no, he's off. You know, singing songs, having sandwiches, drinking coffee, having a beer with people, and that's fine. That's fine. I'm not worried about that. Sitting next to me, who needs Bertrand, is Kevin Clark. You remember him as, what was the name of your character?
Freddie Jones, a.k.a. Spazzy McGee.
From School of Rock, the movie that came out how many years ago?
Let's see, 2003, so what is it now? 14 years, yeah.
We asked you to join us today because you work here in Libertyville at the School of Rock here. I think that's just so cool, so fun, so interesting. And also School of Rock, the show is in town too. If you are suddenly jonesing for some School of Rock, you can check out the Broadway show, which is touring in Chicago as well. Here's my idea for the movie. So then 14 years later, bearded young people like you who were in the original, so like Jack Black catches up with, he's older, you're all older. You're, how old are you now, 27, 28?
28, yeah.
You're 28, and you and your other colleagues, and I don't know what's happened to you all since, but anyway, we get the band back together again. Your thoughts?
I love it. I love it. We've got to hit up Paramount Pictures and Jack Black and get this done.
And then, I don't know, maybe somebody's down on their luck, and you guys do a benefit concert.
That's right.
And then money's raised, but then it's not just a fundraiser. Oh, my God, you guys are still really good. And then you become like this monster band. Or maybe not. Maybe then you go back to and then in the last scene, you go, no, thanks, Jack, but I'm just happy being an Allstate agent here in Libertyville. And they go back on their own way. But either way, that would just be a great movie, don't
there you
think?
Or you can throw a little spin on it, make it kind of like a Stranger Things. One of the kids is missing. You know, they've gone missing. You got to go find them.
You do.
Where's Freddie Jones?
And you've picked up mysterious powers now.
That's right.
Telekinetic powers.
That's right. I can move guitars with my mind.
By the way, a text has just poured in. Hi, Steve Bertrand. This is to Steve Bertrand. John is interviewing my son, Kevin, right now at Mickey Finn's.
Hi, Mom.
Can you get me a copy of the link to the interview with Kevin Clark from School of Rock? It's really a good interview. Signed, Allison at whatever. So, boy, that's a mom that's on the ball. I mean, even as we're doing the
interview,
she's asking for a copy of the interview. Hey, listen, I got to wrap this up, but congratulations. I really enjoyed your work as a child. I really admire the work you're doing now. You said that if parents want to bring their kids to the Libertyville School of Rock, you give them a free audition to see if they're compatible with the program?
Absolutely, yeah. They get a free trial lesson anytime. And even if, like, hey, they tried drums. I didn't like drums. Hey, here's a free trial lesson on guitar. Here's a free training. You know, it's great. And I really, really recommend it for these kids.
Are there a lot of moms that walk their kids in and go, Megan has got the voice of an angel. She's the next pink. I swear to God.
You know, I don't. Unfortunately, I don't have to deal with that. That's more Mike and John's territory, having to deal with the parents. I get the fun part, hanging out with the kids. Yeah, yeah.
Kevin Clark, let's have a round of applause for the School of Rock star. I'm telling you, I think the movie is a really good idea.
I do, too.
It's nice to meet you, sir. It's 1:50, almost 8 now. This is WGN.